This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. Low water levels have not just been a problem for shipping grain on the Mississippi River this year. The Panama Canal has also had its issues, as the man-made Lake Gatun, which feeds the canal and powers shipping, has also dipped to low levels. Those low levels have made it more difficult for the dam's locks to function effectively. We will hear more from Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition next.
Your local FS is member-owned, and that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS High Soy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or High Soy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and High Soy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
Lake Gatun is a man-made lake in proximity to the Panama Canal that feeds its locks to move shipping through the canal. However, the lake typically sits at 87 feet above sea level. Right now, the lake stands at 81 feet, which means less traffic through the canal.
Normally, you would expect about 38 to 40 vessel transits per day through the Panama Canal. And right now, they've instituted restrictions, so we're down to about 22 now.
That is Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, who says that vessels carrying grain do not get preferential treatment.
They're basing that restriction largely on who has the ability to pay the most. And I understand that, but those tend to be the large container vessels and the liquid natural gas and petroleum gas kind of vessels. It's not actually the dry bulk vessels.
Unfortunately for U.S. grain producers, there have been multiple events and pressure points that have put strain on the ability to ship grain worldwide.
There are, these Yemenis terrorists that are intercepting and attacking vessels of all types after they've exited the Suez Canal heading south, to the point where a lot of these ocean carriers are saying we're going to suspend operations through the Suez Canal because it's not safe.
Steenhook says that problems with shipping grain come with a cost. And unfortunately, that cost gets passed on and comes out of the pockets of farmers.
And if we try to pass those costs on to our customers, customers will respond by saying, well, maybe it's a good day to buy more from Brazil. And so that is our reality. So a lot of those costs are ultimately absorbed by the farmer.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.